there were books. And there's lots of books. Pass them around.
Share.
Here's one. Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 2, text 41. Yavasayatmika,
Yavasayatmika,
Buddhir,
Buddhir,
Ekeha,
Ekeha,
Purunandana,
Purunandana,
Bahushaka,
Bahushaka,
He,
He,
Anantas,
Anantas,
Cha,
Buddhayo,
Buddhayo, Avyavasayinam,
Avyavasayinam,
Vyavasayatmika Buddhir
Vyavasayatmika Buddhir
Ekeha Guru Nandana
Ekeha Guru Nandana
Bahushakayanantascha
Bahushakayanantascha
Buddhayo Vyavasayinam
Buddhayo Vyavasayinam
Vyavasayatmika Buddhir
Vyavasayatmika Buddhir
Ekeha Guru Nandana
Ekeha Guru Nandana
Bahushakayanantascha
Bahushakayanantascha
Buddhayo Vyavasayinam
Buddhayo Vyavasayinam
Vyavasayatmika Buddhir
Vyavasayatmika Buddhir
Ekeha Guru Nandana
Ekeha Guru Nandana
Bahushakayanantascha
Bahushakayanantascha
Buddhayo Vyavasayinam
Buddhayo Vyavasayatmika Buddhir Ekeha Guru Nandana Bahushakayanantascha Buddhayo Vyavasayinam Vyavasayatmika Buddhir Ekeha Guru Nandana Bahushakayanantascha Buddhayo Vyavasayinam Vyavasayatmika Buddhir Ekeha Guru
Nandana
Bahushakayanantascha Buddhayo Vyavasayinam
Vyavasaya Atmika
Vyavasaya Atmika
Resolute in Krishna Consciousness
Resolute in Krishna Consciousness
Buddhi
Buddhi
Intelligence
Intelligence
Eka
Eka
Only one
Only one
Iha
Iha
In this world
In this world
Guru Nandana
Guru Nandana
O beloved child of the Kurus.
O beloved child of the Kurus.
Bahushaka.
Bahushaka.
Having various branches.
Having various branches.
E. Indeed.
Indeed.
Anantaha.
Anantaha.
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Buddhayaha.
Buddhayaha.
Intelligence.
Intelligence.
Avyavasayinam.
Avyavasayinam.
Of those who are not in Krishna consciousness.
Of those who are not in Krishna consciousness.
Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Gurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many branched. Purport. A strong faith that by Krishna consciousness one will be elevated to the highest perfection of life is called Vyavasayatmika intelligence. The Chaitanya Charitamrita states, Shraddha Shabde Vishvash Kohe Sudritanish Choi Krishne Bhakti Koile Sarva Karma Kritahoy. Faith means unflinching trust in something sublime. When one is engaged in the duties of Krishna consciousness, He need not act in relationship to the material world with obligations to family traditions, humanity, or nationality. Fruitive activities are the engagements of one's reactions from past good or bad deeds. When one is awake in Krishna consciousness, he need no longer endeavor for good results in his activities. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, all activities are on the absolute plane, for they are no longer subject to dualities like good and bad. The highest perfection of Krishna consciousness is renunciation of the material conception of life. This state is automatically achieved by progressive Krishna consciousness. Om Jnana Kimidam Tasya Jananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Milita Veena Tasmai Shri Buddhadeva Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Sthapitam Veena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatha Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrasatam Sahagana Gaganatanditam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Haritas Sri Vishakam Vitamsa E Krishna Karana Sindhav Dina Vandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Nama Kanta Namostute Tata Kamchana Rogali Radhe Vrindavane Shri Vrishamanusute Devi Pranamani Hari Vanshapo Kataru Vyashcha Kripa Sindho Vyayavacha Patitana Pavanegyo Vaishnavegyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vyavasayatmika Bhuti Ekeha Purunanda Bahushaka Hinantascha Bhutayo Vyavasayanam. Can you hear all right with this guy roaring in the background?
Turn off in just a second now.
I'll see what that does. Yavasayatmika, determination in Krishna consciousness. We see that success in every endeavor, of course, is up to Krishna, up to one's karma. But those who want to be successful have to focus, have to concentrate, have to be obsessed with their work. That Thomas Edison, the inventor of the light bulb, he tried this and he tried that and he tried this and he tried that and he tried this and he tried that. And finally he came up with the successful combination. But he could have given up after three or four times and said, oh, let's go on to something else. But he stayed focused during Mahabharata. The story is well known that Dronacharya was teaching his students And there was some target, a wooden bird, and he was preparing the students, all right, you aim, what do you see? Yes, I see the tree, I see the bird. No, forget it. Next, what do you see? Yes, I see the bird only. No, you also, you're not ready. Then Arjuna, what do you see? I see the eye of the bird only, because that was the target. Nothing else? No, nothing else. All right, now shoot. Be focused. So, not distracted by this, that. Or Srila Prabhupada gives the indication here.
Walking cooler. Can't do that.
Prabhupada gives the indication that not distracted by pious activities, not distracted by family obligations, community obligations, national obligations, this obligation, that obligation. Sarvadharman pratyajamamekamsha. He's simply interested in satisfying Krishna, and he has full confidence that by acting for the service of Krishna, I'll accomplish everything. Shraddha shabde vishvash kori shudridhanishtra. Krishna bhakti koilo sarva karma katamari. Simply by serving Krishna, I'll do everything. If I pour water on the root of the tree, I don't have to separately water this branch, this leaf, this leaf, this branch. Everything's accomplished by one act. So simply by serving Krishna, everything will be achieved. Our engagement in so many activities, in terms of pious work, Prabhupada said, is the result of our previous activities. And they call it pious work, impious work. Pious or impious, it's all impious, because it's all in the context of this material world. Karma brahmo bhavam ditti. No. That's a different verse of it. So Pavla, Bhuta Pavla Pavakaro, Visarga Karma, Sangita. Activity related to the development of this material body is called karma. And generally that's what everyone is involved in. This or that for the advancement of the bodily concept of life, or for one's own advancement in the bodily concept. But the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness is renunciation of the material concept of life. I'm not this body. Life is not meant for improving my bodily situation, either individually or in concert with others. My business is Krishna consciousness. And by Krishna consciousness, that spirit of renunciation will automatically come, knowledge will automatically come, everything will automatically come. The resolute purpose of a person in Krishna consciousness is based on knowledge. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. A person in Krishna consciousness is the rare good soul who knows perfectly that Vasudeva, or Krishna, is the root of all manifested causes. As by watering the root of a tree, one automatically distributes water to the leaves and branches, so by acting in Krishna consciousness, one can render the highest service to everyone, namely self, family, society, country, humanity, etc. If Krishna is satisfied by one's actions, then everyone will be satisfied. We see practically that in the material world, people dedicate themselves to family, to country, and yet the family's not satisfied, the country's not satisfied. Now, the Egypt, they've just thrown out the man who they elected 1 year ago. There's no satisfaction in this material world. And those who are working to satisfy others and to help bring about happiness in this material world are working for failure. They may be applauded by the materialists of the same stamp, but they're wasting their time, actually. Because the connection with Krishna is missing. But the person who's acting for Krishna acts for the welfare of all living beings. Sarvabhuta hite rataha. He's always engaged for the benefit of others as an automatic consequence of serving Krishna. Service in Krishna consciousness is, however, best practiced under the able guidance of a spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Krishna, who knows the nature of the student, and who can guide him to act in Krishna consciousness. As such, to be well versed in Krishna consciousness, one has to act firmly and obey the representative of Krishna, and one should accept the instruction of the bona fide spiritual master as one's mission in life. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur instructs us in his famous prayers for the spiritual master as follows. Yasya prasadam bhagavat prasadam yasya prasadam nagati kato vi jayam stubamistasya yashastri sankhyam bande guru sri charanadavinda. By satisfaction of the spiritual master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes satisfied. And by not satisfying the spiritual master, there is no chance of being promoted to the plane of Krishna consciousness. I should therefore meditate and pray for his mercy 3 times a day and offer my respectful obeisances unto him, my spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada has told us that he found this verse very significant, or this comment by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. He was reading this commentary and was struck by the deep significance of this comment, that everything depends on the satisfaction of the bona fide spiritual master, and therefore one should make the service of the spiritual master one's life and soul. That's the essence of Krishna consciousness. Yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada. If the spiritual master is pleased, then Krishna is pleased. And if the spiritual master is displeased, then I'm nowhere. Yasya prasada, nagatir kapoti. So it's crucial. Sometimes we see that it may be minimized. The importance of the spiritual master may be minimized. But according to the instructions everywhere in Srila Prabhupada's books, the satisfaction of the spiritual master is crucial. The person who's trying to make advancement without a bona fide spiritual master is compared to a person taking a journey on a stone boat. What will be his destination? So, because the spiritual master, of course, he appears to be an ordinary human being, then why do we say that he's special? Why are we worshipping him as if he were God? Kintu Prabhu Yapriya Evatasya. Because he's very dear to Krishna. And he represents the order of Krishna. the Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. The words of the spiritual master are words received in the line of disciplic succession and coming from Krishna. And therefore, those words are divine sound descending from the spiritual platform. So because he's acting, and he acts on behalf of Krishna, he's speaking what's received through the chain of succession, and he acts accordingly. He acts accordingly. Whatever he gets, he uses for Krishna, not for his own sense gratification. So Prabhupada gave this as the secret of success in spiritual life. Yasya deve para paktir, yata deve tata guru, tasyaite katita yartha prakashante mahatmanaha. One should have great, unflinching devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yasya deve para paktir. One should have transcendental devotion to Krishna. And yata deve tata guru. The same dedication that one has for Krishna, one should have for the bona fide spiritual master. For such a person, or for a person who adopts this policy, all the deep meaning of the Vedic literature will be revealed. The purpose, the essence of Vedic knowledge will be realized. Otherwise, one may read books, but it remains more or less theoretical. The process is that one has to tasmad gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttamam. If one is serious about the ultimate purpose of life, one has to approach a bona fide spiritual master and inquire from him. Tadviti pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. One has to render service. One has to submit oneself before the bona fide spiritual master. And one has to ask relevant questions about the goal of human life. It's not just a social convention. Yes, I have to have a guru. But it's a essential requirement for a person who wants to cross beyond the limits of material existence. It's not just meant for material prosperity, having a happy life in this material world. There's so many cheaters who will give their blessings for that. One man probably was traveling by train with some disciples in India, and one pious gentleman approached him, Swamiji, please give me your ashirvad, your blessings. Prabhupada gestured toward his shaven-headed disciples. He said, yes, I give you my blessing to become like them. Not what he was looking for. Man was, must have been hoping that his health would be all right, his family life would be happy, his sons would do well on their exams, his daughter would get a good husband. And Prabhupada's blessing was that you become like these devotees, fully dedicated to the service of Krishna. Ekaiha Guru. with one-pointed intelligence. Yes. The whole process, however, depends on perfect knowledge of the soul beyond the conception of the body. Not theoretically, but practically, when there is no longer a chance for sense gratification manifested in fruitive activity. One who is not firmly fixed in mind is diverted by various types of fruitive activities. We have that expression in English, jack of all trades, master of none. It's a little bit of everything. The Renaissance man is expert at so many things, but he's not expert at the most important thing, to get freedom from material existence, to get freedom from this bodily concept of life. He's interested in yoga, he's interested in comparative religion, he's interested in Buddhism, he's interested in Hinduism, he's interested in English literature, he's interested in so many things. Jack of all trades. But he hasn't mastered the science of spiritual understanding. And therefore his life is ultimately a failure. His life is ultimately a failure. Tasmade kena manasa, in Bhagavatam. The mind should be fixed in this purpose of satisfying Krishna. Mind should be fixed in the purpose of satisfying Krishna. So by mana Krishna padadavinde, Maharaj Ambarish fixed his mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. So, of course, the mind's business is to go here and there, to be restless. Now, we see that practically in our work in Krishna consciousness, that people who are a little bit here, a little bit there, they just can't get it. They can't understand Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada said to someone who says, what about Buddhism? What about this? Prabhupada said, do it. You know, follow Buddhism, or follow Christianity, follow something, but you just talk. What about Buddhism? What about Christianity? What about this Baba? What about this that? He's got his mind in so many things, but is he doing any of them? No. So do something. The spiritual dilettantes dabble in everything. It's all so interesting. But they don't follow anything. So how much progress will they make? Or those who are more interested in material advancement and they want Krishna consciousness also, the progress will be slow. Will be slow. One may be materially opulent. That's all right. Yudhisthira Maharaj was king of the world. But his mind was fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna. His mind was fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna. Anukulyena Krishna Nishina. Whatever was favorable for the service of Krishna, that was his business. We don't know what's favorable, what's unfavorable. Arjuna thought, let me renounce this ghastly war, that will be favorable. Krishna said, no, that's unfavorable. Arjuna was confused. He admitted, I don't know. Better to be killed, unarmed, and unresisting. Better to fight. Finally, he surrendered. Shishastayam Shadi Mahantam. Then Krishna began to instruct him. And at the end, Nashtamo Vasmitir Lavta, Tat Prasada Mayachuta. Yes, by your mercy, my ignorance is gone, my confusion, my bewilderment is gone. And now I'm ready to do as you say. So one should be very serious about Krishna consciousness. One should be very serious about Krishna consciousness, not Bahushaka. Okay, are there any questions?
It's also said in Bhagavad Gita that those who are bewildered think that I'm the doer.
Mm.
So how do we understand both of these simultaneously?
Those who are bewildered think I'm the doer. What's the problem?
That I will have firm determination and I will carry out this.
A firm determination is required, but finally everything depends on Krishna's mercy. Firm determination is determined to surrender to Krishna. Not that I'm determined to be the master of the world. But determined to be engaged in the service of Krishna. Eta sa sthaya paratmanishtam adhyasita purvataram adhi aham tirishami durantapara tamo mukundandri nishemaya. I will cross over the ocean of material existence, which is very difficult to cross. How will I do it? By hanging on to the lotus feet of Krishna. Prabhupada gives the example that you're on your bike and you're moving at however many kilometers, and then some lorry goes by and you get your hand on the back of the lorry, and now you're zooming along. It's not your own power, it's the lorry's power. But you've hooked up with the lorry, so now you're moving at the lorry's speed. So we have to hook ourselves up to Krishna. Then it's possible. We can't make things happen the way we want them to. But we can be determined that however things go, I'll remain dedicated to Krishna. Of service to the spiritual master, yes.
And the spiritual master is pleased, and Krishna is pleased.
Mm.
So, does that spiritual master include one's Diksha Guru, or what?
Must include one's Diksha Guru. There are two kinds of gurus, Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. Sometimes, often they're the same person. The person who instructs us later becomes the Diksha Guru. But one may have many Shiksha Gurus. Diksha Guru only one, but Shiksha Guru may be many. Shiksha Guru means who encourages me or helps me in the service given by my Diksha Guru. In the line of action given by the Diksha Guru. Therefore, they're considered identical and equal manifestations of Krishna. Mm-hmm.
Maharaj, how do we know that spiritual master is pleased by our friends?
I asked that one time to Srila Prabhupada, that how do we know that the spiritual master is pleased? I elaborated that the spiritual master may be, you may be in one place and the spiritual master may be in another place. So how does the spiritual master know? My idea was kind of, we have what we call brownie points. Those who are, you're an Indian audience, you don't know what brownie points are. There's an organization of like the Boy Scouts. So there's the Girl Scouts, and then the little Girl Scouts are called Brownies. And if they do this good deed or that good deed or this project or that project, then they get points, which are called Brownie points. Okay, now you're culturally enlightened. So my question to Srila Prabhupada was essentially, well, how do I get my Brownie points? You know, the spiritual master is over here and I'm over here, and how does he know? And Prabhupada answered, everyone will know. He said, face is the index of mind. So not only the spiritual master will know, everyone will know. That's how he answered. We have to take it that if we're carrying out the orders of the spiritual master, heart and soul, then he'll be pleased. And if we're doing something else, then he'll not be pleased. Therefore, we have to know what the instructions are and understand them properly. And then we have to dedicate ourselves to following those instructions.
Sometimes you may come mistakes in the execution of our service.
Sometimes we make mistakes in the execution of our service.
Is that a direct reflection of a lack of proper consciousness?
Is it a reflection of a lack of proper consciousness? It may be. Sometimes it may be just our ignorance. We make mistakes because we're ignorant. It doesn't mean that we're ill-motivated or something else. It's just we're fools. So it's expected that the fool will make some foolish mistakes. Ignorant person will make mistakes. But it doesn't necessarily mean he's insincere or not dedicated, just foolish. So foolish is acceptable. But to be, that's different from being inattentive or insincere. There's an incident one time, Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk in Mayapur. And I asked a question that sometimes from the material point of view we see that the spiritual master makes mistakes. So how are we to understand that? Prabhupada said, that is material point of view. And I said, well, even sometimes in spiritual matters we see that it seems that the spiritual master makes mistakes. He may forget a verse, or he may not. He may mix a verse up, or some way. Prabhupada just said again. Of course, I was pushing it because those who've listened to Prabhupada's lectures, you'll sometimes say, "What is that verse?" Or Prabhupada forgets what the verse is, or he quotes it a little differently. So I was pushing things a little bit. Prabhupada said, the spiritual master is not a magician. We have to see how the spiritual master is preaching. Not that to expect material perfection. We have to see how the spiritual master is always engaged in the service of Krishna, or always preaching the mission of Krishna. So after the walk, I was a brahmachari at that time. And generally on the walks, there was all GBC men, sannyasis, big guns. So after the walk, they all jumped on my case. That how could you ask Prabhupada that? That was offensive. You know, they're... So later that morning, I think after, yeah, it must have been after the class, I think Prabhupada was just finishing his breakfast. I went up to Prabhupada's room in the Lotus building. And I said, Srila Prabhupada, that question this morning, Prabhupada said, what is that? I, you know, recapped the question. I said, Prabhupada, was that question offensive? Prabhupada said, not offensive. just ignorant. So I was very happy to be certified ignorant. That's fine. Some other question?
Maharaj, we listen to a lot of lectures about we listen to a lot of lectures like Prabhupada lectures or different Maharaj lectures. We form an idealistic perception of how we have to be. But when it comes to practical execution of it, for example, if I'm doing my internship or somewhere, it's like I got to be more passionate about doing that thing because I need to prove somebody something. So in that case,
you have to be passionate, otherwise how can you be successful in your work?
So
Arjun was also passionate.
So what happens is like when we come and reflect on what you have done, there is some guilt which sets in. Like we have.
That's good.
So is there something we can do about it, or how to handle that?
You should be glad that there's some feeling like that. Sometimes we get these psychology courses and they want to teach us how you should, you know, you shouldn't beat up on yourself and you shouldn't feel guilty and you should get rid of all these feelings of inadequacy and guilt or inferiority or, you know. And it's stupid, isn't it? Because these are useful feelings. A person who can't feel guilt is a psychopath. You could go into your hospital and strangle your patients. And then later feel, well, you know, why should I beat up on myself? Anyway, it's only one patient. A properly developed human being will feel regret when he does something foolish or destructive or counterproductive. He'll feel sorry if he offends others. He'll feel, in so many ways, he'll feel humble when humility is appropriate. He will feel, well, I'm the greatest thing, so who cares what they think? Yes, they're probably right. I do have so many shortcomings. These are necessary components of psychological health. So Yudhisthira Maharaj, after the Battle of Kurukshetra, he was feeling, so many men have died just to put me on this throne. So many women have become widows. So many children have become orphans. And for what? Just for my position. So it was very difficult for him. He wasn't thinking, well, okay. Wiped all those people out. Now I'm the top dog. He was feeling so much regret that so many people died for this purpose of my victory in the battle. So much so that he couldn't be consoled even by Krishna. Only Bhishma Dev could. By words of knowledge. So he's, so on the one side it's necessary. A person who's in charge has to take charge. A person who's supposed to get something done has to get it done. A person who's supposed to fight has to fight. A person who's supposed to do business has to do what you need to do to turn a profit. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, everyone's work has some fault in it. If I try and switch my work for your work, I'll switch the fault, my faults for the faults you have to deal with. So, Krishna, said we have to do it with all of the shortcomings. We have to perform our work. And like in the case of Arjuna, that fighting is not a peaceful, reflective, thoughtful business. It's passionate. But he did it for Krishna. One shouldn't forget Krishna. That's the principle. Smarta vyam satatam Vishnu vi smarta vyam jati. One should always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. That's the most important principle. Hmm. Hare Krishna. Okay, your duty is to speak loud.
You just read in the purport that what comes to Krishna consciousness is free from all material obligations, as in whatever that has come because of the community or...
You have to shout. That's actually what you have to do.
If one comes to Krishna consciousness, he becomes free from all material obligations that has surrounded him because of the community he is in the country. So in that context, I would want to extend this question in the sense that whatever profession I am in might be because of the obligations that I have been put into, and say I became an engineer, say I became this, that, everything has been because of material obligations. So in that context, how do I understand that the profession I am in is actually my duty, or is it something because of that has been pushed?
No, your duty is not engineer. Someone is thinking, I'm an engineer, thanks to my parents, thanks to my teachers, thanks to the government loans, thanks to this, thanks to that. Now I'm an engineer, and so I have to do this, I have to do that. But the Krishna conscious person says, what is this, I'm an engineer? I'm passing through millions and millions of lifetimes, and now I've got a little engineer's hat or a little card with a degree that says that I'm an engineer. And I'm thinking that I'm an engineer. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'm not a Brahmin. Although he was a teacher by profession, I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya. I'm not a Shudra, I'm not a Brahmachari, not a householder, not a Vanaprastha, not a Sannyasi. You're not? Then what are you? Gopi Bhartu Padakamalaya Dasa Dasamatas. These are not my eternal identity. My eternal identity is that I'm servant of Krishna. The other things are by the by. So the Krishna conscious person gives more priority to that business. That my business is that I'm the servant of Krishna. And I also sell cloth, or I also do engineering work, or I also work in a hospital, or I also do this or that. But that's not what I'm really about. I'm really the servant of Krishna.
Certain professions, you know, for example, we talk quite often with each other. Mm-hmm. So, like, how certain job or certain work actually makes us so absorbed in that, mm-hmm. that at the end of the day, the whole spiritual battery just drains up, and I even forget that, you know, chanting everything just gone by, and only at the end of the day when I go to sleep, oh, what did I do today? So, I just chant it in the morning, and that is it. So, it makes me
therefore,
so
by practice, one has to cultivate this determination that I have to remember Krishna. Mm-hmm. One thing is I should give my money to Krishna. In the householder life, I mentioned this the other day, but Prabhupada mentions many times one should sacrifice half of one's earnings for the service of the deity, because I may forget Krishna, but it's very hard to forget my paycheck.
Good point.
And then if my paycheck is connected with Krishna, I'll remember Krishna also. Prabhupada gives the example that someone's working to put, woman is working to help put her son through college. So while she's working, she's always thinking about the boy. Or Prabhupada gives the example of the woman who has another lover apart from her husband. So she's always thinking about the lover, although she's very absorbed in her housework to put on a good show. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that instruction to Raghunath Das Goswami also when he was in his household life. But externally, you should appear to be a pound, shilling, pence man. You should appear to be very much absorbed in your material affairs. But internally, you should be focused in Krishna.
As we hear that love matra sadhu sangha sar siddhi hove, that like 1/11th of a second of association with a pure devotee can transform your heart and like you can be really Krishna conscious. So like I have not seen Prabhupada, but we associate with him every day by reading his books and like hearing so much. And I know that there is so much of conditioning and like it's not a matter of one life. We have been here for millions and millions of lifetimes, but when we don't see any transformation happening, like we tend to lose faith in the process. So if we don't see the outcome, it becomes difficult to follow the process. So what is the biggest impediment that prevents us from having this transformation in spite of having so much of good association and everything, like we feel that Krishna is so merciful on us, and why it happens?
Sunat Kumar answered that question by saying that the biggest impediment is to think that something else is more pleasing than Krishna consciousness. That yes, I'll do Krishna consciousness, but I'd like to do this. Some other interest. Anyabhilash means something else. Yes, I'll serve Krishna, but this other thing is really cool, really exciting, really gotta do it. Anya Vilashita Shunya. One has to become mamekam, absorbed in the service of Krishna. So, as conditioned souls, we have our other interests. And therefore, we need to be guided by the bona fide spiritual master. This point is sometimes made, that the book is passive and the spiritual master is active. The physical presence of the spiritual master means, what kind of nonsense are you? You know, the book we're reading, but it doesn't jump out at us and say, stop your nonsense. Of course, it may also do that. The book has the potency to do that way. Stop your nonsense. But the spiritual master is very active. You'll be intelligent in 1,000 years. Sometimes Prabhupada used to say, you'd be very cutting. Trying to teach you something is like trying to wash coal. It'd be very strong. Or we'd distribute so many books and we'd be very happy. Then Prabhupada would say, very good, now double it. So the spiritual master, Prabhupada said, knows the nature of the disciple and seeks out the ways and means to engage the disciple, essentially to cure this disease of anyabhilashita, some other interest, some other. Apart from that, so it's not unnatural. Someone's in the hospital, he says, why am I still diseased? I'm in the hospital. Why am I not healthy? I've been here for a week, 2 weeks. Why am I not cured? but it's understood that the hospital is the place for the diseased people. And it's not surprising to find that those who are lying in the hospital beds are not the most healthy specimens. So Srila Rupa Goswami advises Utsaha Nishchaya Darya. We should be enthusiastic because everything depends on enthusiasm. Without enthusiasm, nothing will go. So our enthusiasm should be there. And Nishchaya. Nishchaya means confidence. But yes, I've taken the right process. I just have to stick with it. And Darya. Darya means determination or patience. Prabhupada gives the example that a girl gets married and then the next day she says, where's my child? I'm married, I should have a child. Yeah, you just wait for some time. You serve your husband, and because you're married, after some time you'll have a child. But it's not that we can expect that immediately the child will be there. So dharya means patience. The expression is, Rome wasn't built in a day. Tattva karma pravartana, and we should do the things prescribed for us. And sangha tyaga, give up bad association. Bad association means television. That's bad association. May not be everyone's problem. For many people, the one word answer, why am I not making my progress? Because you're goddamn television. How do you expect to be watching Star TV and watching the soccer match and watching this and watching that? And be making advancements in spiritual life. Aka Guru Nanda. Our attention should be one-pointed. So these things are very destructive for one-pointed determination. You think about it, bad association. The things people do on television, we would never let anyone do in our home. The way they act, the kind of people they present themselves as being, you'd never let them, you know, halfway in the door. But we invite them into our homes to speak their rubbish and to act in the most abominable ways, or just to waste our time. One of the most powerful things one can do for spiritual advancement is to ditch one's television set. Now we're talking big time sacrifice. But sangha tyaga, to give up bad associations, whether it's televised or digital in some other way or whatever kind. And Satovrite, following the footsteps of the saintly persons. Sadhir, Bhaktir, Prasidhyati. We'll be successful.
Maharaj, recently I was hearing in a lecture about Maharaj Priyavrat, and like how when Lord Brahma descends on the scene, sort of begin instructing Maharaj Priyavrat, he says that, I don't remember the exact translation of the verse, but something to the effect that every living entity has to deal with the karma that comes with the body. Even liberated souls have to deal with the karma that comes with the body, but they deal with it as if the dream from the night, and not focusing on anything that will create another body. And like we often here that the process of devotional service also nullifies the karma in all four or five stages of existence.
Karma in your devotee can take up job.
So, it's my ignorance that I don't understand the apparent contradiction.
In some place, the word is used, nashta prayeshu upadreshu. Almost all the reactions. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur or Srila Vallabhadeva Vijayabhushan points out that if all the reactions to our sins were nullified, our body would disappear. Because the body is the result of our past sinful activities. Pious or sinful, it's all sinful. So if all the reactions of my past karma were destroyed, the body would disappear. And that doesn't happen. So something is left. This body is still there. And therefore, as you mentioned, one has to tolerate it, but see it as practically like a dream. I have this body, but what does it have to do with me? About Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it said that when he was in Puri, he was so absorbed in thinking of Radha Krishna, their pastimes, they didn't know whether his body was on or off. You know, whether he had a body, he didn't have a body. Eating was going on just as an automatic sort of a function. But his attention wasn't there. Prabhupada gives the example of a businessman working in an office. So he's working in the office and he's doing this, he's doing that, he's answering the phone, he opens up the file, he looks at such file, closes it, does this, does that, opens up another file. How many times during the course of the day has he opened his file cabinet? But how much attention, how much thought does he give that now I'm again opening my file cabinet? It's just automatic. He doesn't even think about it. So the Krishna conscious person in the advanced stage, he performs his bodily activities, but in the same spirit, that it's just going on because I have this body, it's practically a routine business that goes on, but my mind is not there. My mind is on Krishna. The advanced souls. But we're meant to become advanced. You see, therefore, nidrahara vihara kadi vijito. The Goswamis, it's mentioned that Raghunath Das, every few days, he was eating a little buttermilk. The other Goswamis, they were hardly eating, hardly sleeping. Prabhupada, maybe an hour a night, or sometimes they'd forget. And Prabhupada makes the point, it's not that they were thinking, I have to cut down my eating, like people who diet. They were in ecstasy, they forgot. And they forgot about eating, they forgot about sleeping. Because they were absorbed, Radha Krishna, Kunasmater, Madhurimala, Nandini, Sammohita. Now you're in competition with the walk-in cooler.
Because you were talking about the dream material world as well, like a dream, so I just have this question. So there are many places in Bhagavata Maharaj where the concept of dream comes, where Narada talks to Prachina Bharis. So when I was reading this shloka, I just like Narada is telling to Prachina Bharis, the essence of all Vedic knowledge is that the past, present and future of all the births is very like a dream. So I was just confused with that because according to Gaudiya Vaishnava theology, what is it that is exactly a dream? Is it my connection with the material world?
Yeah.
Or like
a sangha hiyam purusha. In the Shastra it said that actually the living entity has no connection with material nature. What do I have to do with material nature? I'm not this body. But I'm imagining I'm this body, this is my mother, this is my father, this is my children, this is my house, this is my money. This is a dream. Dream means no substance. It's there. The dream is not nothing, it's something, but it's a dream.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I have a question about the spiritual master you said. So when one should stop from the passive knowledge and then move to the active, like you said, the spiritual.
When should one do what?
When one should stop or switch from passive to active, like from books to books.
When should one stop from passive to active, from books? Of course, books we shouldn't stop. And that's also active, that I'm reading the books with the desire to understand something. But the point is made, and actually I never heard it from Prabhupada, but I've heard it from other Gaudiya Vaishnavas, that the, maybe I even saw it from Prabhupada, I think I did, and that's maybe why I said it, because I saw it confirmed that the book will, the book can change our life. And Prabhupada gave the example that he was reading this commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and it had a deep effect. So that may happen, that you pick up the book and it changes your life. Prabhupada said that if they read even one page, their whole life can change. But on top of that, this, the manifest spiritual master will take a very active, can take a very active role in our spiritual life, demanding. Now you do this, now you do this, now you do this, now you're directing, now you do this. Personalized instruction. So both things are wanted, not that at some point we put the book aside. Is that okay?
Question about like when one should approach spiritual master.
Jigyasu Shreya Uttamam, when one is serious about the real business of life. Not just, well, everyone else is getting initiated, I should also get initiated. Or everyone else has a name, I should also have a name. But jigyasu, when one is seriously inquiring, shreya uttama, about the ultimate goal of life, it's not just a fashion. A guru is not to be kept like a pet. Jigyasu shreya uttama. One is serious. Then that combination of the very serious disciple who's determined to understand the problems of life and solve the problems of life, that combination of such a disciple and a bona fide spiritual master who has knowledge and realization will be effective. Prabhupada said, like a potent man and a fertile woman, when they combine, there will be conception.
So, how does once, even if one is a spiritual master, but still, this verse says that you know, even by conference or by one's own, if he has a determination to enjoy.
Yeah, Griha Vrata. Prabhupada gives the example that you're trying to row your boat, but you're keeping the anchor in. What kind of progress? So the person elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, Bhogaisharya Prasaptana Antaya Priyapachetas, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi, that's just coming. Vyavasayatmika Buddhi Samadho Navadita. If one is determined to enjoy, how will he make progress? It will be very difficult. one has to be determined to get free from material existence. Hunter Shami Devanta. Otherwise, progress will be slow. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this Hare Krishna mantra, which frees the heart from so much attachment, so much ignorance. Kamalo Padyas Jaya. Kirtaniya Sadhana. It may seem very difficult, there may be so many obstacles, there may be so little help from the environment. But if we go on chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
then all success is sure. Should we stop here? Yeah. I don't know what your program is. Do we stop here? Yes,
that's
we do. Okay, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to God.